Thank you for listening to the American Jewish World Service Weekly Dvar Zedek podcast. I'm Ruth Messenger, president of AJWS. For more information about AJWS work all over the globe, and to find out how you can get involved, please visit our website at www.ajws.org.
I am Daniel Bloom, and this is Parshat Noach. In Parshat Noach, God destroys all of humanity, save for Noach and his family, in a great flood. The text provides us with a reason for God's wrath, V'timale ha'aretz chamas, that the earth was filled with violence. A simple reading may bring to mind a brutish anarchic existence in which people fight, steal, and destroy without restraint. Indeed, various rabbinic interpretations explain chamas as connoting theft, murder, sexual sins, and kidnapping. One midrashic source, however, proposes that the crimes of the generation of the flood were in fact cunningly small. If a countryman brought a basket of vegetables to market, they would edge up to it, one after the other, and extract a bit, each in itself of petty value. We might assume theft, especially this kind of petty theft, to be the product of a culture of scarcity, where fierce competition for resources encourages some individuals to take from others. Perhaps surprisingly, then, the rabbis insist that the moral depravity of the generation of the flood was due to prevalent abundance and plenty. We learn that, as a consequence of their extraordinary prosperity, they grew insolent. A single sowing bore a harvest sufficient for the needs of 40 years. In addition to the nature of the sin, an interesting feature of the Noach narrative is the extended wait between God's warning of imminent destruction and the moment floodwaters engulf the earth. Commanded to build an ark, Noach plants the trees that will be used as wood, taking 120 years to complete the construction. This painstakingly slow building regimen was intended to serve as a warning sign. Rashi writes that passers-by would ask, "What is this of yours?" And he, Noach, would say to them, "In the future God will bring a flood to the world," thinking, "Maybe they will repent." With the aid of the Midrash, we have a fascinating picture of the generation of the flood. Firstly, society was in a crisis caused by the cumulative effect of seemingly insignificant individual acts. Secondly, prosperity and abundance were the root of their societal malaise. And thirdly, the punishment for their actions, a destructive flood, was slow in coming, allowing adequate time for them to change their ways. This reading of the Noach story provides a striking parallel to our own society in the midst of a global climate change crisis. No single act of environmental sin or indifference has caused the earth to heat up. Rather, is the combined effect of billions of small actions across the globe. Similarly, our affluence and our ability to harness and control the Earth's resources, which have enabled the scale of consumption that has altered our atmosphere, are the prime causes of our destruction. And as with the generation of the flood, the waters are rising around us slowly. We still have time to examine our actions and change them. What can we do to stop the flood that threatens our generation? We must first recognize that climate change is a large and complex problem, and face our culpability as both individuals and a society. The Jewish Climate Change Campaign aims to act as a resource in educating and provoking change in individuals, institutions, and communities. Visitors to the website, jewishclimatecampaign.org, can see what efforts others are making and can contribute their own ideas. In addition to making changes in our own lives, we can also support organizations working to protect vulnerable people and communities that have already been adversely affected by climate change. The Lambie Fund, an AJWS grantee, helps Haitian villages cope with extreme weather conditions and the impact of environmental degradation. Last year, Lambie staff responded to the multiple hurricanes by helping farmers to plant crops and trees that will protect shorelines from future storms. In this week's Haftarah, the flood waters are called Mei Noach, the waters of Noach, suggesting that although he was sufficiently righteous to be saved, Noach still bore some kind of responsibility for the destruction by not doing enough himself to prevent it. While our generation does not have the option of retreating to an ark, we do have a chance and an obligation to prevent the next flood.